This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Morning. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. Wasushi is an F&B e-commerce company building quality food made for delivery as they sell quality Japanese cuisine. They're the new boys in the cloud kitchen industry and also on the top 20 company in Scale Up Malaysia Core 3, and have successfully raised funds through ECF as well as from Quest Ventures. I should say they made it to the top 10. Today, I'm here with the founder and CEO, Felix Tan. Good morning, Felix.
Hi, good morning, Freda. Thank you very much, Freda and BFM, for giving me an opportunity to share about a business journey here.
I know you've been very enthusiastic about what you're doing, but a little bit about yourself, your background and the company.
Sure. I'm Felix Tan, the founder and chief eating officer of Wasushi. You know, I founded this company with Rebecca Chiang, chief happiness officer, as well as Shafiq, co-founder marketing, and Felix, co-founder technology. In fact, during the pandemic, right, we were running a different business before Wasushi. I was selling durian, right, back then. I love durian a lot. And I never tried cutting the durian, you know, up to 200 pieces. And my head was so pain and swollen. But one Friday, I asked myself whether I'm going to continue the durian business. Bear with me, I love durian a lot. But what I'm going to do for the next 5 years, right? So one Friday, I call my co-founder, who, you know, we used to work at one of the largest e-commerce company in Southeast Asia. And I shared about, you know, the business model about the internet restaurant. That's where we founded Wasushi.
Okay. And when was that? When was this, Wasushi?
Wasushi was founded in November 2020 and inspired by Daisaku Ikeda, president of Soka Gakkai's contribution to the world peace, right? So we named it as Wa. Probably, you know, my curious, why Wa, right? Wa in Japanese means he actually means peace and harmony. So as our company core value. And in fact, our mission, right, is delivering happiness through great food, right? That is our daily mission to really fulfill every single orders.
Right. Okay. In Malaysia, we just say, wah.
correct.
So it works out really well. So, so you started in November 2020, right? Yeah. What was involved in setting it up?
In fact, right, it is totally different compared to the traditional F&B. In fact, traditional F&B require a high setup and operation cost. That's why I share the internet restaurant business model with my team. It's like we can combine cloud kitchen readiness, right, for us to start up. In fact, I started the business, from the concept to launch, right, within 2 weeks. And currently, we are using a cookhouse as our service provider to launch. So from concept, you know, to product development, to hiring, of course, we hire our first batch of chef, right, within 2 to 3 weeks. So it took us about a very short time to launch it. And we leveraged, right, the e-commerce experience that we had last time to sell it through Grab. You know, I think a lot of people know that Foodpanda. And recently we launched at Shopee Food last 2 months.
Right. Okay. So you're on all the platforms.
Exactly. You name it, right? AirAsia Food, Grab, Foodpanda, Shopee Food. And of course, we do sell at our website as well. Mainly targeting a high spender customer. Why I say that? Because the average order value is much higher compared to the rest of food delivery apps.
Okay, so there are no plans for a physical outlet?
At the moment, no. We stay focusing to develop the number of internet restaurants. To be very honest, right, we started as a Japanese cuisine. And in fact, last 2 weeks, I spoke to my team and said, hey, let's try something new. And we are going to launch, guess what, Freda? I believe you love it, right? Nasi kukus.
Okay.
Sarawak laksa. We are going to launch very, very soon.
Okay. Now, before we get into the future plans, right, why sushi? You know, like seafood seems to be the most, you know, cost intensive and also in terms of main, you know, storage life for seafood.
I think number one, we love Japanese culture. I think Japanese culture is involved like, you know, discipline, your commitment, etc. And why sushi, right? In fact, when we started Wa Sushi, we haven't sell any sushi for the past probably like 3 to 6 months. And a lot of people ask, hey, why you name Wa Sushi, but you are not selling sushi? In fact, we are not ready to sell sushi at the point of time. Until we hire, because, you know, Freda, I think you raised a very good question. It requires a skill set. It requires a certain skill to, you know, to make a sushi and, you know, in terms of ingredients management. So we started up to probably like May. Then we started recruiting a sushi chef, right, to start our sushi. I think number one, Malaysian love sushi. And I always have a thought that if you're able to run a Japanese restaurant, right, or cuisine, right, you're able to run any cuisine. Trust me, seriously. Because it really involves a fundamental from ingredient management all the way to the fulfillment. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So when you started Wa Sushi, there was no Japanese food.
There's no sushi, but we are selling don. We are selling a basic bento, a Japanese burger, you know, and all that.
When you introduce your nasi lemak and your sarat laksa, it'll be under the Wa Sushi brand or another brand?
Actually, it's under Wa Kitchen. Actually, we brand it as a Wa Kitchen. So under Wa Kitchen consists of a different internet restaurant and different cuisine, you name it, right? Asian, Western, Korean, Japanese, and etc. Because Malaysia, I would say, is one of the best locations that we could have. So many good food in Malaysia, right? So I think it's best for us to really not just focus on Japanese, but also, you know, multiple cuisines.
When you started this, you're not the first in this space, right? Why would you say you would be different? What would be your USP? Or do you think it's because, hey, the market is still very new, there's still room for lots of players?
I think the what we call that is still, has a lot of opportunity that we could tap. Just quick example, right? When we started, of course, it was very tough, right? We sold, we required 3 months to sell 600 dons. And during Ramadan last year, probably like April or May, what we do, I told my team, I said, let's try something new, launch different brands, same products, but different brands, but same qualities. So we launched Oh My Don and My Bo. Guess what? We took 7 days to sell 600 dons compared to 3 months to sell 600 dons.
Wow.
So immediately, you know, multiple brands and multiple channels are killing. And right now, actually, we launched, we typically the same successful model in Shopee. And last 6 months, right, Foodpanda, I grabbed number one, right, in our business. But right now, guess what? Shopee Food is number one and it's expanding aggressively. So, I mean, the opportunity is definitely there. Yes, a lot of competitors out there and a lot of players out there. But at the end of the day, it's like, what are the value that we can create to the customers? As I say, our mission is delivering happiness through great food. Every order is so important for us.
Okay. And when you say, when you say delivering happiness, I guess every order is very important to you. How is there a differentiating factor? Because everybody will also say, hey, you know, we are delivering very well. So is there something different?
I think the post-sales service is very important. We do random. Of course, we can't do every. We do random follow up with all the customers as long as we're able to get a contact, right? We will ask, hey, Freda, what do you think about nasi lemak? What do you think about Dawn, right? Then we give a great feedback. And in fact, right, Freda, I want to quote a short story. When we started first 2-3 months, right, we have one customer who used to work, who used to wait for 30 minutes. And guess what? We gave a wrong orders to him. He was so pissed off. And he sent me a long complaint letter. And I was like, okay, hey, let me buy you a burger, right? And we met up. And from that day onwards, Freda, he ordered more than 100 times.
Wow.
I think it's a customer engagement plays a vital role in our business.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But that will be something like, how do you do that as you grow bigger, right? But I think that's a great story. And the other thing as well, it's so weird, right? You were just saying the moment you have different brands, it's the same thing in a way, right? And that changes the game completely. Why do you think that's the case, huh?
I think number one, the customer from those food delivery apps is more on the discounted approach. That's number one. And number two, I think it's more on the convenient. When we started Oh My Don and My Bowl, we just served them 8 types of menu. Because all these people are hungry and what they want is that I want it now, I want it fast, and I want it cheap, right? So that is a customer behavior that we tap on. So I would like to give you an example as well. Across all the channels, of all different channels has a different outcome. Oh My Don is number one in Shopee food right now, compared to the rest of the brand. So I would say it's a totally different ballgame that when we want to roll out internet restaurant, we cannot fix one strategy for one single channel. It's a multiple channels, and we have to use the multiple strategy to cater, to tap on that.
I'm here with Felix Tan from Wah Sushi. In a moment, we'll talk about their fundraising, how they managed to raise over $1 million, and also the participation with Scale Up Malaysia. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Behind Famous Men. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, this is Open for Business. I'm here with Wah Sushi and the CEO, Felix Tan, founder and CEO. You know, we were just talking earlier on about how this was started in November 2020. And of course, you know, in this period, you've participated with Scale Up Malaysia. You've also managed to raise funds through ECF. And of course, now Quest Ventures have come in as an investor, right? Okay, so tell me, why did you choose to, you know, participate with Scale Up Malaysia?
In fact, when we started, right, one of my friend who was a co-founder of Zalora really gave us a great recommendation that to join Scaled Up. But the moment that we register, the deadline has been passed, right? So we did not have a chance to participate Scaled Up. So actually, we monitor and we follow up closely with the cohort 2, you know, and cohort 3 application. The moment they open the application, we quickly register. Actually, at the point of time, Skill Up Malaysia, at the same time, we also launched our ECF, right, through our ECF platform. And of course, we are glad to be part of Skill Up, to be selected among 200 companies as a top 20. And recently, I think, you know, we also glad to be selected as a top 11 companies by Skill Up and Quest Venture. Yeah.
Okay, so for the first thing with the equity crowdfunding, why did you decide to go in this direction for fundraising?
I think end of the day, right, we have to face multiple investor through, you know, IPO. That is our goal, right, IPO. ECF is part, it's kind of like a mini IPO where you need to we need to pitch everyone, right? You need to really convince everyone. Guess what, Freda, right? Actually, during the ECF campaign was one of the toughest fundraising. During the peak ECF fundraising activities, I was hospitalized 11 days due to gallbladder removal.
Oh, wow.
Despite the setbacks, my team and I never you know, stopped the slow down the progress. I was pitching in the emergency room. I was pitching in the wards. I was pitching in the cafe in the hospital. We never stopped. We continue to strive and to achieve our goal. And guess what, Freda? Actually, ECF and SQ Up program, right, was running at the same time. So it was so tough. And I would say it was a great training, you know, for all of us.
Okay. So the million that was raised through ECF, right, the funding largely was used for marketing or investment in technology?
Exactly. Many utilized for, of course, operation costs. We continue to hire a lot of chef, internet restaurant manager to run a multiple brands and channel. Of course, marketing as well as the technology development.
Okay. How big a team do you have right now?
Currently, we have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we are planning to expand to 15 by end of the year.
Okay, so 6, how do you run that with 6? So basically, in terms of the food preparation, that is through a separate entity?
Basically, we have two main chefs right now, right, to operate the kitchen. And the other one is technology, marketing. And we have one quite special role, which is a chief happiness officer to ensure our customer is happy. So whenever we do receive, so to speak, complaints or feedbacks, right, our CHO plays a very important role to ensure our customer is, you know, satisfied and continue to become our repeat customer. So actually, six of us has a different role. I myself more on, just now I introduced myself as a chief eating officer due to I like eating, right? So that's why when it comes to like, you know, a new product development, I was so excited. And that's the reason why, you know, we are going to launch nasi cookers and sarao laksa. Of course, we are going to launch a different type of cuisine for the upcoming plan.
Right. So, and with two chefs, it's possible because it is a cloud kitchen. So a lot of things are automated.
Exactly. That's
right. Okay. So then after that, the packing and all that, you have some, I guess, some staff as well to do that.
It really depends on the, because we do have a pre-order sometimes. We used to serve 350 bentos for one corporate customers. So of course, two staff are not enough, right? So what we got to do is like, we will hire a kitchen helper, right? To help us. Right. Yeah. Really depends on the pre-order as well.
Okay, so the main team. So other than that, you'll sort of hire as and when needed.
Exactly. We call it as an on-demand kitchen helper.
On-demand. Okay, now what in terms of what you've gone through with Scale Up as well, and you managed to raise some funds with Quest Ventures, but with that kind, what have you learned with Scale Up? What did you learn about things to look out for that you didn't notice until you participated with Scale Up?
I think before that, we are not so much on the data-driven company. But when we join, I think the first class we remember, right, is talk about data-driven. And we need to identify what are the most matters when it comes to metrics, right? The business metrics. I think I would say it applies to all the company, which is a revenue growth rate. So immediately we know throughout these 4 months programs, right, I think we know ourselves better. We need to understand in depth about our business model, whether it's scalable, whether it can be expanded to Southeast Asia region. I think during the class, right, they always talk about unicorn. They always give you a path to profitability. And there are the steps towards that. I think before that, we might not able to know that, steps, there is a formula per se, right? Or there is a metrics, right? To understand whether your business is in a healthy level or is in the unhealthy level. I think a lot of business, right, always like, they know how to spend marketing, but they might not know what is their CAC, cost acquisition cost. They might overspend, they don't even know, right? I think throughout this program, we did a few things, business metrics, we understand our unique economics. I think the most important thing is like, skill up, make us to be ready for the next round. Not only this round, but for the next round, a bigger funding.
Right, so data is key, yeah? Now, Your initial team of people, is anybody from the F&B background?
None of us, Freda, except chef team. All of us are from e-commerce, right, per se. So none of us from F&B background.
So chef team was with you from the beginning?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where he knows about getting the supplies of food and things like that. So he knows what happens in the kitchen.
Supply chain and et cetera. Definitely. Of course, he shared a lot of ideas how to, especially the ingredient management. I think a lot of F&B, right, they know how to cook, but they might not able to know how to manage the ingredient well. And they might mismanage, right, in terms of wastage.
Yes, just costs.
Exactly. Food costs.
Waiting costs. Because then you throw it away as well. So you talked about IPO. This vision of going for IPO, when do you see it? What needs to happen before you get to the IPO?
I think our goal towards IPO is, I would say, 8 years from now, 2030. Our goal is like to list at the next step. I think in order to get us to readiness, right, I think we'll number one, fundamentally, we need to strengthen our team. Right. Mm. Number two is to focus on the revenue growth, not only in Malaysia, but in Southeast Asia, to reach at least a prerequisite for the unicorn, which is 100 million. So I think that goal, I think, takes about 5 to 8 years, right, to reach the number of revenue before we talk about IPO. So our next step, strengthen Klang Valley first before we expand to Singapore. Our next goal will be Singapore and also the Indonesia. Because with the Quest Venture support, right, Quest Venture has a portfolio in Cloud Kitchen in Indonesia, even in Singapore, right? So I think we can leverage the partners or the company portfolio that they have to really expand our business accordingly.
Right. Okay. So we have to say, watch this space, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for spending your time with us. Love your energy. I've been speaking to Felix Tan from Wah Sushi. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.